want to ask you, first quarter, this team shot 73% in the first quarter. Every coach team has shot that well in a single quarter at any level.
I know we shot it. I've had some teams that shoot it pretty well, but I mean, we came out yesterday too. I think we made four of our first five. We've got a very sort of good. We've got a very good. I think we're the leading 3-point shooting team in the league. And, but you know, the guys were locked in to start the game. Right? They were really frustrated with how we played yesterday. We thought we left one on the table a little bit with Calgary. And, I think that says a lot about just how locked in and ready that we were to start the game today.
And of course, in a league like this where the season is so short, how important is it to, when you come to Alberta, at least get one or two wins against teams like Edmonton and Calgary to
big
coach?
Big time. I mean, you know, everyone's kind of looking over their shoulder and looking at who's winning games and who's losing games, right? Like, you know, Vancouver beats Niagara this afternoon. Like, we're looking at that. And obviously, you know, coach is looking at it from the other perspective. He doesn't want Vancouver to get wins, right?
Right.
Because, like you said, it's a 20-game season. It's a sprint. And, you know, one game, one way or another, could be the difference, especially with the parity in this league, I think. You know, one or two wins could be the difference between, you know, maybe getting a bye all the way to the final four, or, you know, hosting a playoff game or being in the play-in game, right? So, I mean, I think every win is critical, you know, especially early. As you guys know in this league, when the big names start rolling back, you know, onto the scene here, you can snag two or three wins. You know, a lot of times, I think Fraser Valley, I thought you saw that with them last year. They were able to steal a bunch of wins early, and that kind of put them in a good position for the playoffs at the end of the season. So it's huge. It's huge. Every game is huge in the league, and I think that's what makes it exciting. It's like NFL football, right? Every game matters. So I think that's great for the league.
Of course, you know the big story is going to be what Dan was able to do tonight. But for yourself, Coach, we saw a lot of your guys, about four or five guys in double figures when it comes to points. How big is it to have four or five guys in double figures contributing from starters to guys on the bench tonight as well, Coach?
Oh, it's huge for us. And again, something that we talked about today after the loss last night, we felt that we didn't have that same ball movement, that same unselfishness. You know, Tyrell Tate comes in tonight, gives us 11 big points off the bench. He had zero last night. Abu came in. He didn't, I think he had two or three points, but he had seven rebounds in 12 minutes, right? Who else is in double figures? I mean, Padres probably going to be in double figures. Probably not going to let that happen ever. But we don't have the Cat Barber or the Jalen Harris, like the big names. So to be successful, we have to share the ball, we have to share the scoring load. You know, Flowers had nine tonight. That's probably his lowest of the season, right? And Tate comes in and steps up. So combined, you know, from the two guard, we still end up with 20 points from them combined on a night where, you know, Flowers has been a pretty special player in the league so far. He has an off night, but someone else steps up. So you'd love to see that on the road.
And what is it about this franchise? Because historically, not many teams are able to be in Edmonton
multiple
times. What is it about this team that can find ways to come to Edmonton and beat the Stingers in Edmonton?
That's a great question. Coach DeBruyne was asking me that. The win that we had here last year was kind of the turning point for us, as a franchise almost. We were up, down, kind of all over the place, and then Edmonton obviously coming off back-to-back championships, and they're great at home.
Right.
So there's always a sort of good, you know, mojo when you come in here, even as a coach that felt comfortable here all day, and like you have positive memories.
Yes.
And you know, for athletes, you know, that matters, right? It's all sports psychology when it comes to, is this a place where, you know, Tate, I don't know if you remember, but Tyrell Tate hit the game-winning shot last year.
I do recall.
You know, where he had been barely played, and so he looked comfortable tonight, right? And that's how it can work. But I mean, look, it's an awesome atmosphere here. I mean, you know, like we're not getting that in Ottawa, and it's great to see Edmonton and how they back their teams here. It's awesome to see. Calgary was great last night. Winnipeg is getting great numbers out. So the West is doing a great job with the fans. You know, I know the players love it. It's home court advantage, but honestly, a quiet gym is way harder to play than a wild and crowd. Calgary and Edmonton back to back, awesome crowd, so it's great to see.
Did that give your team a little boost as well, you think? Even if it's a visiting crowd.
Honestly, it's the same with my university guys. Like, I always feel that if we play in some empty gyms up north and stuff like that, and to pick them up, it's hard. right? Yeah. And then, but when there's a crowd, it's like, okay, this is hype, right? Like, and it, I mean, you see it in the NBA playoffs too. Nobody's winning on the road or home anymore, right? It's all the road teams are winning. So
exactly.
I think that home court advantage is kind of lost its. I mean, and the officials, they travel now, so you don't always get home officials. You did tonight, but, you know, like that's for another day. But like, I do think that the players would much prefer to play on the road in front of a big crowd than, you know, than in an empty gym or even an empty gym at home. And I don't think the kids find it intimidating anymore. I think it gets them up. So maybe tell your fans not to come to the next game.
Nah, definitely not. The crowd was great, man. The guys in the front row must have had like 27 beers, Bud Lights off on the floor.
Only 27?
Man, those guys were crushing.
Oh yeah, yeah, right, it's, man, cheap here.
So, no, awesome environment, and we only play Edmonton once this year, so they don't get to come to our place. But hopefully, we see it in the Final Four in Vancouver, right?
Exactly. Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Coach. All right. Cool. We're good. All right, Jordan. Frustrating night, but I do want to say, sir, one positive to seeing Nick. He hit a big game. We thought the Knicks played tonight in a tough effort.
I mean, he came out of the gate very aggressive for us. Not much else we could ask for. I mean, he was consistent for us on both ends of the floor. Tough task guarding Jackson Rowe all night. I thought we could have taken advantage of a lot more situations, but it's just trying to build that familiarity, trying to build that. Chemistry, as we only are in game four, I think, you know, we're going to continue to get better. You know, he made some tough ones, which is always nice to see, but, you know, we're going to get into him into some positions where he has some easier looks at the basket, and that's going to come with time.
Of course, and one big problem like we saw tonight was that outside shooting was a bit of an issue. Of course, you'd want your shots to fall from beyond 10 people because you guys had a lot of looks, but a lot of looks are not falling tonight as well, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to continue to shoot open shots. I don't think there was a whole lot of attempts that don't fall within our realm of what we consider to be a good shot. It's not going to be a matter of telling guys to stop shooting or be more selective. You know, we got to give guys the ability to play with confidence. They're pros. They're here for a reason. We want them to, you know, continue to be aggressive and shoot shots that they, have shown in practice that they can make, and shown throughout their careers that they can make. And, you know, it's just one of those games where, you know, maybe we need to be inside a little bit more. But at the end of the day, you know, I think we're happy with the looks we got.
And our first road trip now that you're coming up, you're off to Winnipeg. Just thoughts on Winnipeg now, who's looked really good.
Yeah, Winnipeg's looking really good. Well-coached team. They got size, they got shooting, they got individual playmakers, they got guys who can really defend. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. I'm excited to go to Winnipeg and for their inaugural season. First trip out there, see what the environment is like. And, we're going to play them tough. We're walking into that game understanding it's going to be a dogfight, and we're hungry for a win for sure.
Just one question here. I feel like Josh will repeat what he said. He scored 18 points off of 15 turnovers. You hung around for a little bit that game. How were you guys able to pick yourself up after a tough first half, and what will you be doing on Monday night to come back into yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, because it's so early in the season, we've shown great resilience. You know, I don't think anybody can be faulted for their effort tonight. Execution can be a little bit better, obviously. But, some guys made some timely plays. We're never out of it. We're, going to rotate guys off the bench. We played all 10 tonight. It's going to continue that way. We're going to leverage our depth. And it's a game of runs. And for us, you know, it's just a matter of how do we sustain our runs, how do we continue to get stops and knock some shots down to turn things into, you know, not 5-point deficits for 5-point leads. On Monday, I think our execution needs to be better from the tip. You know, we got ourselves a little bit of a hole. They scored 18 points in 5 minutes, which is a point of concern. So just coming out a little bit more ready to perform is going to be important for us.
And that's another thing that I think about. You guys had a week and a half break starting the season with the bank. Ottawa just played last night, so they're running that high of their actions, their motivation. So that probably, you thought that was a big factor for you tonight?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, you got to give credit to them. They played well off the bat. They, made 5 threes in the first quarter. So, I think we need to just come out and try to impose our will a little bit earlier. I don't think it has anything to do with the break or them playing last night. I think, it's just got to be our approach coming out of the gate a little bit more aggressive.